Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Tuesday, it's Technology Tuesday. And in the past, we've talked about the various apps you use, the digital aspect of precision agriculture. Well, we're going to kind of take a different path today as we bring on the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, Arthur North Dakota farmer Kevin Skunas. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Mick. How are you today?
Pretty.
Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. You are in beautiful downtown Portland today. Tell us why you're in Portland, Oregon.
So, I am the co-chair of the industry council that National Corn Growers is part of. So, we are here with the officers of National Corn and our the Bayers of the world, the BASF Valence. So, we're here and we're going to talk about the industry as a whole and what partnership we can have with the different companies that help support agriculture.
Excellent. And so you're kind of breaking up a little bit there. Wherever you're standing right now, stay right there because the signal is much improved. So the technology of processing corn and everything that goes into processing the big crop of corn out there, what do you see in the future?
Well, of course, Mick, we know that our animal agriculture is our oldest and best market. The number two for national corn growers and corn industry as a whole is our ethanol industry. And then we have our trade, which is actually, takes care of the last 20% or so. We're always looking for new uses for our corn kernels. So National Corn Growers has a program that looks for new uses. We have a contest, and it's called Consider Corn Challenge. We have some new uses for that. But I think what we need to concentrate on right now is ethanol. That's our best foot forward, the cleaner air for our liquid fuels. And we've got the president who okayed and the administration okayed the year-round sale of E15, which is going to help us a lot because we had that window from June 1st to September 15th, where unless you had a flex fuel vehicle, you could not fuel up with anything over 10% ethanol. And so we're really happy with that. But one thing that we're very disturbed about is that the Environmental Protection Agency has granted these small refiner waivers over the last 3 years, and they just granted another 31 waivers, which amounted to 1.43 billion gallons of ethanol that is waived out of the RFS. And we're very concerned about that. Over the last 3 years, that's 81 waivers, some of the 4 billion gallons. So we'd like the administration to take a better look at that. And we know that the price of RINs, and that's a renewable identification number for a gallon of ethanol, the price of those has come down substantially since we started having this discussion. So we're just really looking for the administration to step up. We know that the president has said that he wants to support farmers in every way he can, and stopping these waivers would be one way he can do that.
Wasn't there almost exactly 12 months ago there was a hearing in Iowa, field hearing, EPA Administrator To-Be Wheeler said that we are really going to make changes on how he was acting administrator then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He said we're going to make changes on how these waivers are done, and I guess there has been no change.
Well, it appears there has not. Without going into the whole long history of the RFS, we know that these small refineries have to prove that there's been a financial hardship for a waiver to be granted. And we don't understand how some of these oil companies who are making billions of dollars a year can have a spin-off small refinery that is 75,000 barrels of oil or fuel a day or smaller. That's what they consider a small refinery. How they can have financial hardship and do these waivers. And we know that the last 2 days since this latest crop report came out, the corn price is down 40 cents. We're in a very, very precarious place in the ag economy right now. We're going to have a lot of farmers who might not make it through this year if we can't get some stability in this corn market.
And the refiners are enjoying some tremendous profits. Farmers are not enjoying the prices out there. They are suffering with some tremendous losses per acre. So whose feet do we need to hold to the flame here? What should farmers do to rattle the cage?
Well, I think we need to have a call to action. We need to call our legislators and tell them to tell this administration that they need to hold true to their promises about these small refinery waivers, about the demand that we have for our crop. We know that President Trump is trying to work with China, and this trade war with China is very devastating too. We do have the market facilitation program, which is helping, but we need to get these things taken care of so we can have a stable industry going forward.
Well, we're talking about with Kevin Skunas, chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, about some new uses for corn and new technology for it. This morning, it was announced New Energy Spirit Biomass Refinery is going to build and operate a biomass refinery in the Spiritwood Energy Park near Jamestown. Cellulosic and other things, wheat straw, all corn stover, turn it into ethanol and other uses, and just a lot of different products. That there's a new technology of, and again, it should increase demand, lower basis for corn.
Yes, absolutely, Mick. We are in all of the above. National Corn Growers certainly in all of the above energy ideas for us. You know, cellulosic ethanol is great. We do have the RFS, which says 36 billion gallons of ethanol. Well, it's mandated only 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol. And we've also been working very hard at National Corn. We have some legislation that we are working on, going to try and put forward, that is a low carbon octane standard. And we know that ethanol is a great reduction in greenhouse gases for fuel. And we have done such a much better job of farming over the years that our carbon footprint keeps getting smaller. And we believe that should be counted for in the fuel supply. So we've got hopefully going to have some legislation coming forward. We're working on that language right now. And we'd like to get some legislators to pick that up and bring it forward. But we know that there are many other things that we can make ethanol out of. And I like to say that corn ethanol basically paved the highway. We need to make that highway wider by all of the above and get some cleaner fuels out there so we can clean up our air also.
For sure. All right, Kevin. Ethanol, very, like you said, is the tip of the spear or the front burner for using more corn and creating more demand. What are some other areas where National Corn Growers is working to increase the use of corn?
Well, I mentioned the third thing to you, Mick, is our trade. Now, Mexico is our number one market for exporting corn, and that has been under the NAFTA program for, I think, 24 years now. We are now have the NAFTA 2.0, which is called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. And we know that has been finalized. It has been signed by all three presidents of each country, and it's been ratified by Mexico. We know that it is, stuck in the House of Representatives right now on the floor. We need for that to come up for a vote because Canada has said whatever the U.S. will do, they will follow suit. So we need people to call their legislators again, tell them that the USMCA is very, very important to agriculture trade. There were a lot of changes made for electronic trading, for biotech issues. It's a very new and improved program, and we need to get that across the finish line so there's some surety in our trade program, so people can call and ask their legislators to push to get that the USMCA onto the House floor for a vote. We believe there's enough votes to get it passed. We believe there's enough votes on the Senate side when it gets to there. So we just need to get it to a vote and get it passed, and that would be very beneficial for agriculture as a whole.
And the sticking points that have been sticking points of labor, human rights, or enforcement seem to be all resolved. These are just political arguments.
They certainly seem to be. There was four discussion points that were taking place. We understand most of them have been resolved, so we'd certainly like to just see that come to the House floor for a vote and see if we can't get that passed so have some surety.
Yeah, so contacting our congressmen and senators from the Dakotas and Minnesota, yeah, that's important. But also some of the folks who are in the news that are you know, vocally against or resisting bringing USMCA to a vote, those are the ones that need those the call to action efforts, the emails and the phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to you know, talk to as many people as possible and just tell them how important this is to our livelihood.
All right. Kevin Skunas, Arthur, North Dakota farmer, chairman of, you know, most organizations, the past president, oh, that's a cush job. Doesn't accomplish much. But Kevin, there, you're staying mighty busy and accomplishing a lot as chairman of NCGA.
I sure am. And you know, Mick, I certainly appreciate the time you've given me. And I will, in a couple of months, my term as chairman will be over. I'll try and stay involved as much as possible. I am going to be involved on the Mazal partnership, which is a partnership between U.S. corn, Argentinian corn, and Brazilian corn, formed a partnership called Mazal, and we work on biotech issues for trade. We know that we're competitors, but we know that there's some biotech issues that need to be confronted in world trade as a whole. We're also working on, you know, maximum residue levels on some of the products that we export from all three countries. So I'll stay involved as much as I can, and it's been very, very fun to advocate for agriculture and the corn industry as a whole.
Does this mean you might have to go to Brazil and Argentina in January and February?
There might be some of that travel, yeah.
Okay.
I was actually in Brazil this spring, and the president of Mazal is from Argentina, so our board meeting will be in Argentina next February.
Okay, well, happy for you. Also, thank you for being on the radio today, Kevin. Have a good and productive time in Portland.
Thanks, Mick. Appreciate it.
All righty, bye now. Kevin Skunas, chairman, National Corn Growers on Farm Talk.